take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it, and it goes down smooth. Hey!
Spanning the continent to bring you the truth about cannabis and marijuana law reform.
I smoke pot and I like it a lot.
The Russ Belville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation. Now, here's your host, Radical Russ Belville.
Good day, tokers and tokettes and non-toking lovers of liberty. It is Wednesday, November 19th, 2014, and it's got to be 420 somewhere in the world. Thank you for being here with us on 420radio.org for the middle of the week where we get to finally debut our Hemp Day Hump Day update with Doug Fine, the author of Hemp Bound and Too High to Fail. I've got Hemp Bound right here. Author of Hemp Bound, you can find it at Chelsea Green, the great publishers out there that publish a lot of Paul Armentano's work. Hemp Bound, dispatches from the front lines of the next agricultural revolution. Willie Nelson called this a blueprint for the America of the future. Doug Fine will be our guest this Wednesday and every other Wednesday from now on to give us the latest updates on the world of industrial hemp and what he's doing as an organic goat herder and an hemp expert too, and New York Times best-selling author. He's got it all going on, so check that out coming up at half past the hour. Also on the show today, we've got a really cute video I wanted to show you in behind the headlines. The folks at Vox.com put together Grandma's Smoking Weed for the First Time, and it's very, very funny. Give us a chance just to relax for once instead of getting all worked up, because today's radical rant is definitely going to get me a little worked up. You may have heard the story bouncing all around the media, both mainstream and internet, about the Marley Natural, the Bob Marley brand of marijuana that's coming out. Privateer Holdings and those folks there have decided they want to capitalize on Bob Marley's name recognition for selling marijuana. I did a little digging through the internet with the help of some tips from some friends out there, and dug up the CEO, Brendan Kennedy's, pronouncements on stoner culture and pot leaves and Cheech and Chong branding. We'll remind him of that in today's radical rant, so stay tuned for that. Also on the show today, we're going to do some drug war data mining where we ask the question, if marijuana has no medical value, then what's all this stuff in the U.S. government's PubMed database? We're going to show you the PubMed database, how to look up information on cannabis, and how there are over 23,000 published studies on cannabinoids and their medical utility. We'll show you that coming up in Drug War Data Mining. But we start everything off today with the 420 Radio News, where we get news from Washington State on marijuana exposures among young people. The reelected attorney general in California isn't opposed to marijuana legalization and says it has a certain inevitability to it. In Maine, they're looking to legalize marijuana without the help of the Marijuana Policy Project. In Iowa, they've punted on the notion of rescheduling marijuana, and some areas north of Denver's pot shops will face some extremely high pot taxes coming up this summer. We'll tell you just how much in the 420 Radio News coming up after these first messages. And then in hour two, we'll go on to Toker Talk Radio. We'll take your calls and talk more about the subject of the day. Plus, get your daily Toker tunes from Gordon Green, who's got a great tune for us today. So stay tuned for that at 420 Pacific Time. And if you can help keep us on the air and providing this live stream 24 hours a day for the cannabis community, please become a VIP member of 420radio.org. You can donate for as little as $4.20 a month to help us cover the cost of website, bandwidth, electricity, rent, all of those factors that keep us on the air. Thanks so much for everything you do for us here at 420 Radio. We appreciate it. We wouldn't be here without you. We'll be back with the news right after this. It's the Russ Belville Show on 420radio.org.
To the Russ Belville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation.
420 Radio. Tune in, turn on, get hot.
Hey, what's up? This is Killer Mike, one half of Run the Jewels, and I'm telling you, November 23rd through 27th, you need to be at Cannabis Cup. I did it last year, and I got so high, I can tell you what color Jesus's furniture is. I got so high, I kissed the sky twice. I got so much enlightenment, I know Buddha's last name. Do you feel what I'm telling you right now? The people are great. You don't have to search or call your sketch-ass dealer who won't call you back. You don't have to go lurking through the hood to find good smoke. You need to get out of the country. You've been sitting on your block too long smoking weed. Get out and have an adventure. See you at Cannabis Cup, November 23rd through 27th. Yeah.
The Hot Box Podcast with Matt Lee and Ian Baker from Kalispell, Montana. Replaying Thursdays at 11 Pacific on 420radio.org.
Hey, this is Willie Nelson for Norman. And I smoke pot and I like it a lot. I learned a long time ago that marijuana is a lot safer than alcohol. There's nothing wrong with the responsible use of marijuana by adults. It's time we stopped arresting and started respecting those who smoke marijuana responsibly. To learn what you can do to help, contact Normal at NORML.org or call toll-free 888-67-NORMAL.
It's time for the 420 Radio News, covering the latest headlines in consumer cannabis, medical marijuana, and industrial hemp. Transcripts of 420 Radio News are available daily on our website at 420radio.org. Now, here's Russ Belville with your marijuana headlines in 4 minutes and 20 seconds.
This is your 420 Radio News for Wednesday, November 19th, 2014. Reporting of marijuana exposure incidents has increased in Washington state, especially among teenagers, in a trend experts said on Tuesday appears to be linked to the state's largely unregulated medical marijuana industry. Marijuana exposures are defined as any situation where an adult or child suffers an adverse reaction to the consumption of marijuana, such as increased heart rate, paranoia, or stomach illness, according to the Washington Poison Control Center. Some 210 marijuana exposures were reported in the first 9 months of the year, more than in all of 2013, according to Washington Poison Center Clinical Managing Director Alexander Gerard. Most exposures among young children are accidental, with parents reporting their children found and ate marijuana-laced items, such as cookies and candy bars. However, marijuana exposures do not even make the top 10 list for items eaten by children and reported to poison control, while ibuprofen and hand sanitizers do. California Attorney General Kamala Harris may have won re-election in the state last month by beating the pro-weed Republican candidate Ron Gold, but recently she said she has, quote, no moral opposition, end quote, to marijuana and is, quote, not opposed, end quote, to legalizing the drug. In fact, Harris said she thinks the idea of legalizing marijuana has a, quote, certain inevitability to it, end quote. She didn't go as far as endorsing legalization, though, adding that she does have concerns over the law enforcement implications of legalization. Quote, I am not opposed to the legalization of marijuana. I'm the top cop, and so I have to look at it from a law enforcement perspective and a public safety perspective, end quote, Harris told BuzzFeed News in an interview. She continued, quote, I think we are fortunate to have Colorado and Washington be in front of us on this and figuring out the details of what it looks like when it's legalized, end quote. The former head of the Maine Medical Caregivers Association is launching a statewide campaign to legalize recreational marijuana in 2016, but Paul T. McCarrier's new group expects to face some competition from the Washington, D.C.-based Marijuana Policy Project, which has backed legalization efforts in other states. McCarrier's group, called Legalize Maine, is also hoping to capitalize on homegrown appeal for the benefit of marijuana growers, users, and Maine's rural economy. McCarrier said the initial plan would allow adults 21 and over to possess up to 2.5 ounces of prepared marijuana and allow adults to cultivate up to 6 flowering marijuana plants, 12 immature plants, and an unlimited number of seedlings. It also allows for the creation of marijuana social clubs. Municipalities would have the power to prohibit the clubs and could also place local bans on retail storefronts and cultivation facilities. And McCarrier says marijuana would be taxed the same as prepared food and liquor at a rate of 8%. After some members expressed reservations, the Iowa Pharmacy Board on Wednesday tabled until January its decision on marijuana's drug reclassification status in Iowa. A board subcommittee on Wednesday recommended reclassifying marijuana from a Class 1 drug, the most dangerous, to a Class 2 drug.
The subcommittee's recommendation was based on marijuana's use for medical purposes, which is a Schedule II criteria, and bolstered by a new Iowa law that legalized the use of an oil found in the marijuana plant for the treatment of children with epilepsy. But the full board voted unanimously to table the decision until its January meeting. The pharmacy board is weighing a recommendation. Reclassification requires legislative action. The board recommended reclassifying marijuana to Schedule II in 2010, but the legislature did not act. 8 recreational marijuana businesses in North Glen, Colorado, and a small sliver of Aurora will see their sales taxes increase considerably next summer thanks to 4 measures that passed in the November elections. Adams County residents passed a ballot measure that allows the county to collect an additional 3% sales tax on all retail stores in the entire county that will go into effect July 1st. Right now, North Glen retail marijuana customers pay 18.75% in total taxes, 8.75% for the city, state, county, and special district taxes, and 10% for the Colorado excise tax on retail marijuana sales. With the approved 2% city tax and 3% county tax, North Glen marijuana consumers will pay 23.75% on retail marijuana products in July. In Aurora, people who buy marijuana at one of the 4 Adams County locations pay 18.5%. That will go up to 23.5% next summer. This has been your 420 Radio News for Wednesday, November 19th, 2014. I'm Russ Belville.
Radio, the world's voice of marijuana legalization.
Приветствую. Меня зовут Дэнни Дэнко. Мы от журнала High Times приглашаем вас в Амстердам с 23 до 27 ноября, чтобы вместить ежегодный Турпир Cannabis Cup уже 27 по счету. Там мы сравним множество будов марихуаны и гашиша из смежных кофешопов. Еще у нас там выставка табаров, семинары по выращиванию, ночные концерты и вручение премии за лучшие в мире сорты марихуаны. Билеты можно купить на сайте cannabiscup.com. Ждем вас!
There's so much I worry about as a mom. Stephen Harper thinks that organized crime should continue to profit from marijuana prohibition. Imagine regulating marijuana like alcohol and cigarettes with a strong and clear educational message, making it more difficult for my kids and your kids to access. Drug dealers don't ask for ID. Stephen Harper does not have the kind of judgment we need to protect our children, authorized by the Normal Women's Alliance of Canada.
Welcome back, everyone. 13 after the hour, and today in Behind the Headlines, we're just going to take a look at the newly expanding demographic of senior marijuana users. I have explained many times how in 2002, there were 2 teen tokers for every 1 senior. Now, there are 3 seniors for every 2 teens. It is the fastest growing demographic of marijuana smokers, especially as many of these baby boomers and older rekindle their romance with Mary Jane following an extended layoff for career and kids. Now that they're retiring and the kids are out of the house, a lot of them are taking it up again. This video shows grandmas smoking weed for the first time.
Racematic. What? BB2. What up, Jim Rowe? Jenny. We're gonna let y'all know how these verbal...
and you've never smoked marijuana before?
No, I've never smoked marijuana.
Is there a reason why you haven't?
I was too busy raising children.
I was a suburban housewife, and we had our cigarettes and our cocktails, and we were happy.
No, I've never smoked marijuana before.
It's happening. Let's bring it out there and let them just handle it.
Oh, I have nerves. All of a sudden, I have butterflies.
Yipes. You're like I'm a
we dog. Don't know what to do with that.
Are you comfortable, or do you want me to light it?
Okay, let's...
I mean, and then you would just inhale from the top.
Oh, geez.
And
oh.
It's going to drag smoke into here.
Here we go. Stand by one.
So yeah, you can gently just, you can stop lighting it. You can let go of the lighter.
Now take a breath. Oh, maybe not.
smooth. Smooth.
Come on, make sure you have some.
You need more.
I need more.
Oh, you need more.
And you don't,
Put your whole face over that. Yes, there. Do it like you mean it. She meant it.
It's your turn.
Meant it. Oh, it's my turn.
It's your turn. Okay, burning.
Mm-hmm.
My lungs.
Cool, well done.
I think it was easier than
Nothing's
I thought.
Better than that.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think it was better to do the bong and not the cigarette, the joint, whatever it's called.
Okay.
Yeah, I can feel some tingle in my brain. Can
you? I feel like I'm smiling.
Yeah.
You've played this before.
I've played this before.
Well, I didn't know you could use all your hands.
No, you can't.
Oh, you can't? Well, don't tell me that!
And how through the straw?
Well, I won't tell you what was going through my mind.
What was going on through your mind?
I thought it was a dildo, but I've never seen anything on the end of it like this.
So it's nothing.
Yeah, feels like nothing.
Oh, this could be dangerously fun.
No, wait, just
I was
do
watching
it.
The light there.
Oh, forget
yes,
the light.
If it's green, you can go. Green
go.
Means go.
All right.
That straw thing, like, you want to swallow. Jesus, sweet mother.
She got actual smoke.
Okay, in the new Disney Channel movie, Hannah Montana struggles with what for the first time? Christopher Walken or a bleached asshole?
Like this.
Which one?
The bleached asshole.
Oh, thank you.
I could go iron now for days. I love to iron. Oh.
You do? Oh, yeah.
You're kind of weird.
Ooh, coming to Broadway this season, blank the musical. Okay, so it'd be the South or queefing? What's queefing?
Queffering?
Queffering. No, there's no R.
Queffing?
Queffing. Everybody know what queffing is?
Q-U-E-E-F-I-N-G. Yeah, anybody know what that really is?
It's a very modern word.
Is it? Are there other terminal? Is there more terminology that we'd probably know?
We're all friends now, so I'm just
Oh, okay.
Fooling around a lot.
Aha. Uh-huh.
That's what it's about.
Oh, then let's do that one.
All right.
Coming to Broadway this season, Pussy Farts, the musical. When I do it, I really feel like the muscles here in my neck seem not as tight. And I see a lot of benefits for it. But, yeah.
I totally lost track of what you were talking about.
I know. And then sometimes when we're up here, we just get so, like, what were you saying?
I'm feeling like I really don't care if I understand even...
She's so cute.
And so a little bit of tea, I think, kicked it up a notch.
Are you sure that was tea?
Oh, no, what kind? Okay, so go ahead and tell us
how I feel.
Tell a story and we'll
I think I really inhaled a lot.
Oh, you did?
But I do not feel as high as they feel. Look to me. Oh. I don't feel to me as high as they look to me.
Oh, brother.
Just like being drunk, isn't it?
Yeah, I would do it again if I can get this bag of chips open.
No grandmas were harmed in the making of the video. That's video from Cut. Great stuff, guys. Appreciate that. Cut.com. Check them out.
we want to do is pump you up.
All right, time to take a break, folks. It's 20 after in Denver, Colorado, and all throughout the Mountain Time Zone where it's cold. You know, yesterday, all 50 states experienced freezing cold. There was freezing cold on Mauna Loa in Hawaii, even. Freezing cold in Florida, even. It's only like 40 here in Portland now, so I shouldn't complain. I guess they got 9 feet of snow in Buffalo? Good God.
You can get 420 Radio on the go with our Shoutcast stream for all internet-enabled media players. Go to rad-r.us/420shout or just click the Shoutcast icon below the live radio feed at 420radio.org. Get .buzz. .buzz is the internet platform that fuels community interest, excitement, and new experiences. .buzz is the premier online destination for internet users seeking the latest news on a variety of topics. .buzz appeals to groups active in blogging, communications, journalism, advertising, and marketing. .buzz offers registrants a stronger alternative to the shrinking namespace of existing top-level domain names, such as .com, .net, and .org. Get your name now at get.buzz. Toker Talk Radio, weekdays at 4 and 7 Pacific on 420radio.org. Hey Tokers and Tokettes, Radical Russ here for the Canador, a practical solution to keep herbs from drying. The Canador is the perfect airtight storage system for your fine herbs. From the half-inch thick walnut and cherry wood construction, clear top perforated jars for storage, and the humidity bead system that keeps your herbs at a perfect 65% relative humidity. I keep all my herbs in the Canador, and you should too. Check out Canador.com for more information. Arguing for the end of adult marijuana prohibition is easy because we have facts, science, reason, compassion, evidence, truth, and logic on our side. It is even easier when researchers catalog it all for us. Learn how to gather the facts on marijuana use, arrests, seizures, rehabs, drug tests, and more in this edition of Drug War Data Mining.
Welcome back, everyone. 22 and a half after the hour, and oftentimes we have to face opponents who say there is no medical utility to marijuana. It's a Schedule I drug on par with heroin and acid. And today we're going to use the Drug War Data Mine to disprove that in big, bold ways using the U.S. government's own information. There is a great website called PubMed. Now, its long address is ncbi.nlm.nih.gov/PubMed, which, of course, is the worst possible address you could have, but that's the government for you. Don't do that, folks. Just go to Google, type in PubMed, all one word, P-U-B-M-E-D, and you will find the link. Now, PubMed is from the National Library of Medicine and the National Institutes of Health. And when you get there, there's just a very simple search feature, kind of like Google, says PubMed, and you can click in there and you can type in whatever it is you want to search for. They're going to be calling it cannabis in the medical literature. So if you start typing cannabis, you'll notice you get cannabis, Russ, spell it right. There we go. You get the cannabis in there and you start to find all these other fill-in suggestions. Cannabis cancer, cannabis psychosis, cannabis schizophrenia, cannabis oil, cannabis sativa, cannabis effects, cannabis withdrawal, and so forth. Anything you could possibly want to know. But if you just want to see everything that is stored in the U.S. government's PubMed database, PubMed.gov is another way to get there if you want a quick address. Type in C-A-N-N-A-B, CANAB, and an asterisk, the universal internet and computer wildcard. That should just give you everything that's cannabis, cannabinoids, cannabidiol, anything with cannab in it. Give that an enter, and you will come back with 26,409 results. That's right, our U.S. government's database contained 26,409 results on studies that involve cannabis in one way or another. Here's one just published 2 days ago, November 17th. Cannabinoid receptor 2 agonist attenuates pain-related behavior in rats with chronic alcohol, high-fat diet-induced pancreatitis. Now, reading this kind of stuff sometimes requires that you get a degree in some of this stuff. It can be kind of high end stuff to try to understand. But if I'm reading this correctly, it's a study on how cannabinoids may moderate pain for obese alcoholic rats with pancreatitis. So, you know, it's something you might want to run by someone with a little more expertise, a Dr. Mitch type or something, but there is a lot to be found in here in this database. Here's a physician's primer on the pulmonary effects of legalizing marijuana. The effects of cannabidiol and Delta-9 THC enhances the anti-cancer effects of radiation in orthotopic murine glioma model. This is the study that all of the newspapers have been quoting lately on how cannabis kills brain cancer and helps the radiation treatments that you do on brain cancer. So right there, you can go straight to the source and read it for yourself. Now, other things that are interesting to find when you're looking through PubMed is that they have a whole bunch of filters that you can use. Over on the left-hand side, right now we're just getting, you know, every possible study, you know, 26,000 of them. But we can find these by various filters, like, are these human studies? Are they within the last 5 years? Because you don't want to say your data is too old. Well, click 5 years, that will add this to our filter. And out of those 26,000, we find that 8,700 studies have been published in the past 5 years. And we can add to that, let's go with the ones that have just got the direct research support of the U.S. government in the past 5 years. And there are 1,700 studies that have the direct research support of the U.S. government published in the last 4 years. And let's just narrow it down to just humans, just to be sure. All right, for ones that have been done on humans, supported by the U.S. government and published in the last 5 years, we have 917. Changes in driver cannabinoid prevalence in 12 U.S. states after implementing medical marijuana laws is one of them. How interesting. Prescription drug monitoring program studies. Intracellular cannabinoid receptors decrease dopamine activity. You know, I'm no scientist, but this looks a whole lot of medical to me.
You can get 420 Radio on the go with the TuneIn Radio app for all mobile platforms. Go to rad-r.us/420TuneIn or just click the TuneIn Radio icon below the live radio feed on 420radio.org. Are you a hypocrite? If you live a closeted cannabis lifestyle, you are. Read about 7 people living a closeted cannabis lifestyle who are on the verge of coming out in The Hypocrites by Mara K. Eaton. Available at areyouahypocrite.net. You can purchase the book on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, also available on iTunes. Check out Mara K. Eaton on Facebook as well. Learn more at areyouahypocrite.net.
If you're an adult who enjoys a good beer, there's a similar product you might want to know about. One without all the calories and serious health problems. Less toxic so it doesn't cause hangovers or overdose deaths. And it's not linked to violence or reckless behavior. Marijuana, less harmful than alcohol, and time to treat it that way. For more information, visit marijuanaissafer.org.
Growing plants indoors can be a rewarding hobby, but electricity bills can go through the roof. Then you have to cool down all those big hot lights. It can drive a grower insane. With Lush LED lighting, you can solve many of these issues and double your rewards. Matt and his scientists have developed the perfect light for flowering plants with far less cost and heat. And the results? Very effective. Check out LushLEDLighting.com right now and tell them Radical Russ sent you. Marijuana legalization also ushers in the return of the American hemp industry. Get the latest news from the author of Hemp Bound and Too High to Fail, Doug Fine, in our Hemp Day Hump Day update.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Half past, and we're reaching out right now to connect to Doug Fine for our Hemp Day Hump Day update. We got him on the schedule here for the 19th, but it does not appear that he's answering. He was on a flight that was supposed to get into Albuquerque at 12:30. So we will see if we can get him online in the next segment, because again, it does not appear that we're getting an answer right at this point. Let me move on to the anti-drug commercial of the day and the radical rant. We'll see if we can get Doug Fine later on in the program.
Show, the voice of the Marijuana Nation.
You can get 420 Radio on the go with the Ustream video app for Android and iPhone. Go to rad-r.us/420Ustream or just click the Ustream app icon for Android or iPhone below the live radio feed at 420radio.org. In the interest of fair and balanced journalism, the Russ Belville Show presents the anti-drug public service announcement of the day.
All the kids in school said I should try it. They said I'd probably like it. And here I was, making the biggest decision of my life.
Bobby! What's up, dude? You ready to smoke some fucking weed?
Fuck yeah, man.
Oh, fuck yeah, man! That's fucking shit, man. Let's take a hit. Oh, man, I feel so good. Fuck yeah, man. Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Weed makes you gay.
Brought to you by your local Drug and Health Council.
This has been the anti-drug public service announcement of the day. To cure this sort of reefer madness, listen to the Russ Belville Show every weekday on 420radio.org.
You can't handle the truth.
Entirely legitimate topic for debate.
You have offended my family.
Hey, this is great, man.
And you have offended a Shaolin temple.
One major responsibility is to encourage people to use less drugs.
I know nothing.
I support a change in law to end federal criminal penalties for possession of up to 1 ounce of marijuana.
We don't need no stinking budget.
Homosexuality, no. Immorality,
generally. How in the century do you have learned the meaning of the words we, the people?
Be warned, this is not your mother's marijuana.
You could ask yourself a question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
I want to ask you a bunch of questions. I want to have them answered immediately.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Radical Rant.
Well, you may have read the news that Privateer Holdings has entered into a marketing agreement with the estate of Bob Marley to begin marketing Marley Natural Marijuana. The marijuana will be a premium cannabis brand rooted in the life and legacy of Bob Marley, according to Privateer's CEO. And we have a little video to show you that they are using for their endorsement push. Let's take a look at that. We'll talk a little bit more about CEO Brendan Kennedy.
Bob Marley and marijuana are unequivocally linked, from the late pop star's songs and videos to his nonstop advocacy for legalization. Now, even in death, Marley's image will once again be attached to the herb.
He advocates for the positive power of the herb.
Marley Naturals, the first ever global marijuana brand, and fittingly, the face of the product is one of its most famous fans. The Marley estate has agreed to a deal with Privateer Holdings, a marijuana-focused private equity firm, to, quote, unveil a cannabis brand based on Bob's life and legacy. The terms of the deal were not released. This firm pushing Marley Natural has had quite a year, raising $50 million in equity financing and opening a $20 million, 60,000 square foot grow facility on Vancouver Island in British Columbia, Canada. Charged with presenting a different image for the stoner's drug of choice is Heckler Associates. And while you might not recognize their name, you definitely have heard of their other clients, Microsoft, New Balance, and Starbucks, just to name a few. The launch of Marley Natural comes during a time when cannabis is experiencing rapid growth across the country. Recreational weed was just legalized last month in Alaska, Oregon, and Washington, D.C., joining Washington State and Colorado. According to ArcView Research, legal marijuana sales topped $1.42 billion in 2013 and is expected to grow by 64% to $2.34 billion in 2014. With federal marijuana laws still unchanged, Marley Natural could face legal trouble trying to move pot from Canada into the U.S.
There's so many hurdles facing this, I don't know where to begin. First of all, it's illegal on a federal level in the U.S., so you cannot move it from state to state.
But the company seems unfazed and says you can expect to see their products on store shelves, well, at least where it's legal, by late 2015. For Newsy, I'm Jamal Andrus.
So Marley Natural is the brand being pushed by Privateer Holdings, the people that are behind Leafly, leaf.ly, if you know the very well-known cannabis finding app, I guess it is. So I just thought I would put the logo up here so we could talk a little bit about this branding of Marley Natural, because the man behind it, CEO Brendan Kennedy, the CEO of Privateer, spoke respectfully of the late Rastafarian reggae artist Bob Marley, saying, quote, "This is what the end of prohibition looks like. Bob Marley started to push for legalization more than 50 years ago. We're going to help him finish it," end quote. It's fascinating how the prospect of cashing in on Bob Marley and the devotion of his fans can change a CEO's perspective. As Kennedy explained to NBC News, quote, "The American cannabis industry is about a $50 billion industry," end quote. Because it wasn't too long ago that Kennedy was disrespecting stoners and their culture, Bob Marley in particular, in every mainstream interview he could. As soon as marijuana was legalized in Washington state, web entrepreneur Brendan Kennedy was profiled by Washington's KUOW as, quote, "the former COO, an MBA from Yale, and six-time Ironman triathlete who left a successful job in the banking industry to start Leafly.com," end quote. Just the kind of person who might harbor some prejudices against stoners, perhaps? In November 2012, Kennedy told KUOW stoners are, quote, "not elevating the conversation. They're perpetuating the negative stereotype. They are their own worst enemy," end quote. Okay, I see. Stoner culture perpetuates a negative stereotype. Go on. By February 2013, Oregon Public Broadcasting reported on Washington marijuana legalization draws Yale MBAs with big ideas. Kennedy was explaining how the $7 million in stock offerings for Privateer was enough to, as OPB puts it, quote, "put some mainstream brands that don't conjure images of stoners or hippies or hip-hop artists." And as Kennedy said, quote, "Every brand doesn't need to focus on the Grateful Dead or Snoop Dogg or Willie Nelson. It just doesn't need to be that way," end quote. The story continues by explaining that Kennedy is, quote, "targeting what he calls the connoisseur recreational user," end quote. Okay, I see. Stoner culture icons like the Grateful Dead, Snoop Dogg, and Willie Nelson wouldn't appeal to connoisseur recreational marijuana consumers, just stoners. Go on. In May 2013, the story of Medbox, the marijuana vending machine, was covered by Bloomberg Businessweek. It described Privateer's Leafly as, quote, "a sort of Yelp for dope," end quote. And Kennedy explained how he wants, quote, "no puns, no pictures of pot leaves, or giant joints, or none of the negative stereotypes." I see. Using giant pot leaves in one's branding would be a negative stoner stereotype. Go on. In June 2013, the New York Times was covering Kennedy for a, quote, how to invest in dope, end quote, story. Interestingly, in the New York Times' URL, it's how to succeed in the legal pot business. Somebody changed the title to how to invest in dope. And again, the story of how Privateer acquired Leafly is revealed, with the Times reporting, quote, a big part of the site's appeal was that it wasn't already branded with symbols of pot culture, end quote. Kennedy explained that, quote, it didn't have any of the old cliches. The site wasn't plastered with pot leaves or pictures of Bob Marley, end quote. I see. Plastering your brand with pot leaves and pictures of Bob Marley is an old pot culture cliche. Go on. In August 2014, Privateer had invested in Arbormain, a firm handling warehouse leasing for the legal pot grows in Washington State. According to the Kitsap Sun, quote, the CEO says he hopes Arbormain's professional atmosphere will elevate the conversation surrounding the marijuana business by doing away with cannabis culture's stoner stigma. These stereotypes, Kennedy said, quote, are insulting to the people who consume the product. We are tired of the cliches. Every brand doesn't have to use the color green or have leaves plastered all over it. Not every brand needs to look like the Grateful Dead or Cheech and Chong. There is an opportunity for professional people in this industry. End quote. I see. Plastering green pot leaves all over your brand is insulting to the pot consumers. Okay. So, Brendan Kennedy, would you like to explain how using the image and the legend of Bob Marley to sell marijuana to connoisseurs and professional people with a logo festooned with green pot leaves and the reggae lion is suddenly not a negative stereotype, is suddenly not insulting to the people who consume, and suddenly not a stoner cliche? As Tony Dukapil writes for NBC News, quote, Kennedy sees no reason for worry. He used to think Bob Marley was a drag on the pot industry, a Cheech-like stoner whose audience was limited to college kids in duct-taped beanbag chairs. He was wrong, he said. Now he's trying to build a brand that captures the real Marley, less a party animal than a philosopher, a person hungry to connect with the world, not retreat from it. The deal took him 18 months to develop, but when it closed last summer, he celebrated with a song. Three Little Birds, which he played at dinner time, his infant daughter cooing to the tune, end quote. Amazing how much Brendan Kennedy's opinion of Bob Marley has changed when there is millions of dollars to be made on the stoner culture. As Robert Nesta Marley once said, quote, the greatness of a man is not in how much wealth he acquires, but in his integrity and his ability to affect those around him positively, end quote.
At Herbie's Cannabis Seeds, we pride ourselves on bringing you the best quality seeds from the world's most respected cannabis seed producers, all at the lowest online prices. You can find Herbie's Seeds at herbiesheadshop.com. All cannabis seeds are sold as souvenirs and as a means of preserving cannabis genetics. Herbie's Seeds in no way intends to condone, promote, or incite the use of illegal or controlled substances. We strongly urge all prospective customers to check their national laws prior to placing an order. Herbie's Seeds at herbiesheadshop.com. Proud sponsors of the Russ Belville Show and 420 Radio. At Royal Queen Seeds, we've got premium, feminized cannabis seeds, including auto-flowering varieties for the medical cannabis user. We've got bulk shipments available and new CBD oil. Plus, we accept payment in Visa, MasterCard, and Bitcoin, as well as other methods. Check out our website at royalqueenseeds.com for more information. We are located in the Netherlands, and we have online grow experts ready to help you now at royalqueenseeds.com.
Marijuana legalization also ushers in the return of the American hemp industry.
Get the latest news from the author of Hemp Bound and Too High to Fail, Doug Fine, in our Hemp Day Hump Day update.
Welcome back, everybody. 45 after the hour, and we're trying to reach Doug Fine, who is in Albuquerque attending some event, I understand, and we're unable to get him on the phone again. We will try again on another day after the Thanksgiving holiday, see if we can get Doug Fine, author of Hemp Bound and Too High to Fail. I apologize, folks. I know we promoted this all week and all day long. We will have Doug on the show very soon, so stay tuned for that. All right. Want to go back to this radical rant that I just finished up on this Leafly CEO. Now, I appreciate the idea that Bob Marley was more than just a stoner icon, right? That he was a philosopher, that he was an activist, that he tried to make real positive change in people's lives. I completely get that. But let us not allow these new MBA suit corporate types who are really good at making money, but have no connection to the marijuana culture, to sanitize and whitewash our heroes, our icons. Bob Marley smoked a pound of weed a week. You don't get much stonier than that, folks. And it's rare that you have an image that is so widely associated with marijuana, where just the picture of Bob Marley in any country gives you a pretty strong indication that you'll be able to get your hands on some marijuana. Few people have that sort of status. Willie Nelson, maybe. Snoop Dogg, maybe. But nowhere near as globally as does Bob Marley. And this is no diss on the Marley family. Hell, absolutely, man. Make money. I got no issue with that. I don't know, you know, I'm not going to sit here and claim that how Bob Marley would have reacted to this. I saw some tweets of this go out, people asking, would Bob Marley have sold out? Hell, I don't know. Maybe, yeah. You know, if the money's to be made and then that money can be redirected for good causes, feeding people in, you know, Jamaica or something, sure. You know, I'm not going to judge that. I have no problem with the people who, I mean, deservedly want to see Bob Marley's name associated with premium cannabis. Why not? Makes total sense. I wouldn't begrudge Snoop Dogg making his line or Willie Nelson making his line or anybody, right? You know, that's great. Go ahead. And I'm really not so much begrudging Privateer for getting involved in this either. Aside from this warning shot I want to fire across the bow of all of these corporate people, this goes back to the open vape thing. It's all well and good that you want to capitalize on legalization and make some money, but you need to have some respect for the culture and the people that made this industry legal, that went to prison, that lost friends and family and pets over this, and not denigrate us. Yes, there are many cannabis consumers who are like me, who are, you know, short-haired, professional-looking, middle-class, you know, square-looking, whatever you want to call it. But there are also many of us who are what people would call a stereotypical stoner. I think when you watch Herb Thrasher Flower Hour, you might say, there's Radical Russ and there's Herb Thrasher, and one of them looks more like a stoner. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. They're the people who've been associated with marijuana for the simple fact that they were able to be associated with marijuana, that their own personal expression made it possible for you to know that they were associated with marijuana. They're the people with true personal courage in this world. And then you want to have some Yale MBA triathlete who doesn't smoke weed come in and buy all this stuff and make it worse for us. It's just ridiculous. All right, let's go to our phone lines. We got a call from the 575 area code. You're on the air. Hello? Hello, 575. Okay. I think that's one of those message machine callback things. But this is troubling to me, this idea that these guys want to just jump in and use a brand, use a name, use an image, and had no problem trying to capitalize on that image. All right, let's try the phone again. Are you on the air? Can I hear you?
Hi.
Is this Doug?
Yes.
Doug? Is
hello.
Hello, Doug.
Hi,
Brooke. You're breaking up on me.
Sorry about that. I'm in a remote part here, but I'm ready to roll. Can you hear me okay now?
Yeah, we can hear you okay. We were just hoping everything was fine and that you landed in New Mexico okay.
I did. In fact, just touched down not too long ago.
Right on. Well, tell folks what you're doing. We're speaking with Doug Fine for our first somewhat delayed Hemp Day Hump Day update. Doug, of course, is the author of this fine book, Hemp Bound, the Dispatches from the Front Lines of the Next Agricultural Revolution. So, Doug, what's new in hemp, man?
Oh, my gosh. The most exciting thing, I'm just back from the Canadian Hemp Trade Alliance, Russ, and if I could just take a step back quickly and say that I just send props to you and this show because of how long ahead of the curve you've been. And as the victories are coming, the dominoes are falling, and the drug peace era is beginning. You've been documenting it all, and the Smithsonian is going to thank you one day.
Oh, I hope so.
But in Canada, a bunch of researchers in Alberta found that if you take sorry, can you hear me all right?
Yep, we got you.
Okay, cool. If you take one molecule thick carbon sheets made from hemp, they perform better at 1/1000th of the cost than the nanoparticles that have been previously used, which are kind of toxic. Which means to say that if we can get Elon Musk to put hemp-based door paneling in his Teslas, we can be charging them with hemp-based batteries, and a large part of our sustainability worries are solved. That's the really exciting news coming out of Canada today.
Wow. All right. So this is the replacement for graphene, if I remember correctly, and this could revolutionize battery technology by making it enormously cheaper and much more environmentally friendly.
That is absolutely correct. And that was just one of the exciting bits of information coming out of Canada. Their market curve is incredible. They are growing. I just shifted my headset here, so I hope you can still hear me. They are growing at 24% per year in Canada on their hemp seed oil market, which is going to pass $1 billion in value worldwide this year. And that's pretty amazing, too, because what that's telling farmers is that if you are suffering and not making a lot of money from the GMO corn, wheat, soy cycle, you have another option here that's going to be making the money right five times as much per acre as those kind of big three crops are. So we're looking at something that makes economic sense and makes sense for the future of humanity sustainability-wise.
So, Doug, was 2014 a good year for the Canadian hemp farmers?
Best year ever. I personally think it was the biggest year ever for hemp in general. We had our farm bill in February that included a provision that permits hemp cultivation for research purposes in states that have their own hemp legislation. And as long as the farmers are connected with either an institution of higher learning or an ag department, I hope to be involved in implementing those regulations in Oregon. And I just wrote the legislation for my own state in New Mexico along those lines. And some interesting news along those lines is some folks are understandably kind of frustrated that only research purposes were authorized, but the state of Kentucky, which is, you know, not a liberal state, its state agriculture department is interpreting that to mean you could do sales and market research as well, which in bottom line terms, Kentucky farmers are selling their harvest. So I'm not quite sure how that's different from commercial cultivation, but I'm into it. Sounds good.
It's one of those, this pipe is for tobacco use only type of things.
Right.
Hey, right. We got some questions coming in. Folks wanted to know, on that Canadian production, how much of the percentage of that, if you know, is for seed oil?
Almost all of it. In fact,
wow.
In the talk that I gave, I was nudging the Canadians to really start doing something with their fiber, because today they're burning it in the field and they acknowledge that that's not the right way to go. First of all, props to the Canadians, okay? They started this modern industry back up in 1998. They had genetically modified hemp banned right from the beginning, which is fantastic. Whatever your one views on genetically modified foods, it has no role in the hemp brand, and it's unnecessary. So they're almost exclusively growing for seed, but they're starting to think about oil. And it's really interesting to me, because as I travel around the world, where I was talking about hemp, I went to Europe recently, and the European producers are being dragged kicking and screaming into doing seed oil because they see the bottom line now in Canada, and just because they're used to doing fiber. China does a little bit of both, but it's really amazing to me the fact that you have these viable parts of the plants and they're not being fully utilized. But hey, I look at that as business opportunity for Oregonian and all around American farmers as well to really take advantage of what we can see from looking around the rest of the world. There's just so much growth and so much marketing opportunity. Sometimes I think just personally from the shake of the hemp seed oil that I put in my own morning shake, I think that's personally floating the market.
Hey, what's do you have a number for bushels per acre on the seed production out there?
I do have a number on the amount of acreage growth. I know it's growing 24% per year, and it went up to, I might even have it in front of me. I'm pretty sure, bear with me. The Canadian Hemp Trade Alliance's figures on the amount of acreage cultivated this year. Oh, darn, no, I don't. I packed it in my other bag. But so I'll have to get back to you on the exact acreage. But the reality of it is, in the heartland provinces of Canada, in the Alberta, Saskatchewan, Manitoba, it's growing hugely. It's practically, you know, double digits every year, but it's also still a niche crop. So in other words, as the demand grows, there's plenty of room for American farmers. One example of that is one of the largest processors of the seed oil in Canada, Sean Drew. And for listeners who don't know, I'm sure most do, that it's an omega balanced superfood. It really, truly has the ideal ratio between those omega-6s and omega-3s as well. The seed processor, Sean Koo of Hemp Oil Canada, told me in an interview 2 years ago when I was interviewing for what became Hempbound that the minute hemp cultivation becomes legal in the U.S., he's going to parachute into the U.S. because he can't keep up with demand based on what Indian farmers are doing. And he put his money where his mouth is, and he is investing, and there is now a Hemp Oil Kentucky where he is buying seed oil from Kentucky farmers starting next harvest season. Two other quick points I wanted to make that are important on the hemp front at this moment. One is, pending in Congress right now, is S-359, its full commercial legalization of hemp. It removes all cannabis with 0.3% of THC or less from the Controlled Substances Act and puts it under the purview of the Department of Agriculture where it belongs, like every other agricultural crop. That is in Congress now, and it has momentum. Mitch McConnell is now the leader of the Senate. He's a Kentucky Republican. He's a big hempster. And on the Democratic side, Oregon's own Earl Blumenauer came straight from his own victory party to the Measure 91 victory party. Oregon, he stepped on the stage and practically the first words out of his mouth were, this is a mandate. This is a double-digit victory here in Oregon. I'm going to push hemp this session, or wave that session in Congress. So don't be surprised to see full commercial legalization of hemp this congressional session.
Oh, man, that looks awesome. Hey, Doug, we got to wind things up here for the first hour, but can you give us 5 minutes on the next hour when we come back?
Russ, the more time I can spend with you, the better.
All right, we'll be right back after we finish up this hour, but thanks for joining us, folks, here on the Russ Belville Show. We will be back with Doug Fine at the top of the next hour. Also, we've got our Daily Toker Tunes for the day with Gordon Green and a song from Vivian for featuring Overdose, a song called Legalize It. Plus, more discussion of the Marley Natural brand that's coming out, Privateer Holdings. Boy, I got a few more things to say about that. Plus, we'll take your calls at 971-533-7111. For everyone here at 420 Radio, I'm Radical Russ. Until next time, take care of each other, tokers.
This is the Russ Belville Show. The Russ Belville Show is blogging and podcasting daily at RadicalRuss.com.
You take a seat, you plant it, you grow it, you giant, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seat, you plant it, you